Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn a technique for sounding more fluent in English. You may have noticed that when Americans speak, they often connect many words together. This is known as linking or connected speech. It's important to learn how Americans and native speakers connect the sounds of English. Speaking with connected speech will make your speech smooth, flowing, and more natural sounding. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to connect certain vowels of English together, just like a native speaker would. We're also going to practice this linking technique in some key American phrases and idioms. Listen to the following phrase. How often do Americans go out to eat? Notice how all these words are connected. How often do Americans go out to eat? Native speakers of English connect words which make up a complete thought, a complete idea. We usually pause only at commas, periods, or at the end of a grammatical unit, such as a phrase or a clause. How often do Americans go out to eat is a complete thought. It is known as a thought group, so I connect all the sounds within it. If English is not your first language, you may be breaking, stopping in between words of thought groups. These little stops in the wrong places create a choppy feel to your speech. It's generally not pleasing to the American ear, and it makes it more difficult to understand because complete ideas are being broken up. Now, of course, everybody, native speakers included, often stop in the middle of a thought. All of us sometimes have to pause when we're thinking of the next thing that we want to say. But we're not talking about that kind of broken speech. We're talking about certain sounds which are difficult for English students in particular to connect. Specifically, it's often difficult to connect oo, o, or ow to another vowel sound. But there is a technique which I want to show you today which can help you connect oo, ow, and o to another vowel. And using this technique will make your speech smooth and more flowing like a native speaker's. Here's the linking technique. In order to connect the vowel sounds oo, ow, or o to another vowel sound, we use a w sound as a bridge. We use a w sound as a bridge to connect. So, in the previous example, how often do Americans go out to eat? In order to connect the ow of how to the aw of often, I use a w sound to get from one word to the other. So instead of saying how often, I say how often. Now right now I exaggerated the w, I did it longer than usual, but be aware that it is present. You might remember from previous podcasts or from Best Accent Training that in order to produce W, we move our lips forward and back. W is like oo in motion, but we must be moving our lips either backwards or forwards. So in this case, I move my lips forward when I say how, and then I pull them back quickly to create the W into often. Let's try that forward back lip motion of W. Please listen and repeat. W. W. Now, in order to build how often, let's connect W to the next word often. Please listen and repeat. Waffen. Waffen. Now let's do one continuous motion and one continuous stream of air to connect the two words. Please listen and repeat. How often? How often? Move your lips back and forth to create W and continuously exhale and vocalize. Do not make the mistake of stopping the air in your throat at any point. Don't say, how often? Rather, let it flow. How often? Here's another place we connect using W from the previous example. Do Americans. Do Americans. Do ends in the vowel U. So, we use W to connect the U of do to the vowel U of Americans. Let's build it by saying W-Americans. Please listen and repeat. W-Americans. Now put do before that. Do Americans. And now one continuous flow of air, sound, and motion. Do Americans. There's one more spot in our example where we can use W to link the word smoothly, and that's between go and out. The word go ends in the vowel O, and as the rule states, we can use W to connect the O sound to another vowel. Again, we must connect these two words because they are a complete thought, a complete idea, and therefore they should not be separated, even by a tiny short pause. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to use a quick W sound to connect the two words. Go out. Go out. So, to recap, in order to link the sounds oo, o, or ow to another vowel sound, we use the W sound as a bridge in between. Now let's practice the entire phrase with connected speech. First time, slowly. How often do Americans go out to eat? Now somewhat faster, but continue using W as a bridge sound between the keywords we discussed before. How often do Americans go out to eat? Let's practice this linking technique in some more phrases and idioms. Please listen and repeat. How is it? She has blue eyes. Show us your new iPhone. Your speech blew us away. Today's podcast covers just one of several important linking techniques for clear English pronunciation. Learning these connection techniques is a gradual process, but if you practice regularly, you're going to get it. You're going to incorporate this way of speaking into your everyday life. If you want more practice exercises and are interested in learning the other techniques for connecting the sounds of English, I recommend that you try my full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.